So essentially, this is these are renegades. I love how the Democrats and progressives like to clump this in as this is right-wing extremism. This is the riled up, angry white man trying to fend off the government kind of thing. It had nothing to do with conservative principles here because of the fact that this was already domained as government and public land and public property, not privately owned property for him to use as he deemed necessary. And, you know, we have laws set in place for a specific reason, and the fact that he wants to ignore them and use them as he will, there's no trace of conservatism in this mess, is there?
Not at all. Bundy has this, Cliven Bundy, the father, he's concocted this, this crazy idea that, the United States government doesn't even exist, and that, he only has to worry about the state of Nevada's laws. Of course, if the state of Nevada was cracking down on what he was doing, I'm sure he would declare that they didn't exist either. But, you know, this is all self-serving. He basically wants to do what he wants to do and doesn't want to listen to anyone. And, you know, he's a bully. And essentially, because he's so involved in rallying these other people to his cause, I mean, he's essentially a crime boss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he really is, and it's from the other side. You usually don't hear it from a rancher or a farmer, and I know that the ranchers and farmers have tough times sometimes arguing with the federal government on land, on what they can use, what they can't use. Sometimes it's allotted to them. Sometimes they have to pay for it, whatever the case is. But, you're right, and I understand the issue with protecting the Tenth Amendment, protecting states' rights, and having the state government being powerful more so, in our opinion, than the federal government. But you're right, if it was the other case around and it was the state coming after him, then he would say that it would be the county or the community issue, and he would completely ignore the state as well, just because he is kind of a rogue renegade.
Yeah, he's a bully. I mean, basically, it's a bully. And one of the things that we've been beating the drum about for the last year is that, you know, for that 2014 incident where, you know, I mean, you had people pointing rifles, intending to shoot, you know, law enforcement officers and civil servants. You know, we went for 2 years without the Obama administration doing anything. I mean, they basically backed off and left him alone. And, you know, with any bully, if you, if it looks like they won and they've backed you down, then that only emboldens them to be bigger bullies. And that's what we saw, and that's what I think is one of the reasons we ended up with the wildlife refuge takeover, is that these guys had felt that they could act with impunity for so long, they just kicked it up a notch.